Mike Hancock stops to pick up a stray paper plate as he shows me around Brushy Lake Park near Salisaw, where the first hints of green dot the campsites around what he calls one of the best little fishing lakes in the area.
Of course, I've been here so long, built all these RV sites, you see, and I just hated to see it, you know, go by the wayside.
Hancock has been the manager at Brushy Lake since 1980. Until 2011, it was a state job. Now he works for the city of Salisaw.
We got some advance warning of it from the state where they said, okay, we're going to close you guys down, and you have, that give us some options that we can use at that time, yeah. None of which suited anybody very good, even my old employees that used to work here. So,
the last time I was in Salisaw, city manager Bill Baker wasn't happy. He'd just been told the park was his, and he had to figure out a way to pay for it.
At least myself personally, heard about this in the newspaper. So we kind of felt like the state was pulling out of this and just leaving us holding the bag, and our budget obviously very tight also.
Today, Baker's attitude has changed, and so has the park. Debbie Keith, who keeps track of park data for the city, says it's actually a little nicer.
The RV rent spaces and the camping spaces stay full, you know, a lot of times. And so we have seen an increase in the use of the park because of it being better maintained.
Go across the state to Beaver in the Oklahoma Panhandle, and the attitude is the same. Town Administrator J.C. Moser says the little slice of desert known as Beaver Dunes Park is in better shape now than it ever was when the state ran it, but it hasn't been cheap.
It is costing, you know, a considerable amount of money to get things fixed up that the state had let go downhill.
He says Beaver residents voted for a sales tax increase to revitalize the park, everything from fixing fences and mowing the grass to digging roots out of septic pipes. It's a lot of work, State Parks Director Chris Merrick says her agency couldn't do when it had control, especially when the budget crisis hit.
We did furlough days and voluntary buyouts and a lot of different things, including consolidating management. There's a point when that's not sustainable, and we had reached that point, so that's when we started looking at what properties could we find another home for.
Back in eastern Oklahoma, Mike Hancock, who once thought his park might close without state support, is now happy the city is in charge.
I haven't talked to anybody who's not glad. Keep it open, you know. It's just everybody's relieved. Good thing for the state and good thing for the city, probably.
Hancock lost his state benefits, and a handful of other park employees weren't happy about being shuffled to other sites. But as for the parks themselves, these two are thriving, and all seven are still open. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.